Krijg hem smoel. Okay, sagt der Mischne. Chof Chesem Ralef der Mischne. Hashechet es habachor umare es mumay. If somebody reversed the order of what they were supposed to do, they first shechted the bachor, and then they showed the mum to the kohen. To the chacham. Rabbi Yehuda Matia, Rabbi Meir Emel, Hoyl v'nishchat, Shaloi api mumche also. Since it was shechted without a mumche, it's also. We'll see why. What's the difference? If now we see there's a mum, who cares if a mumche saw it before, or didn't see it before? What's an afkamina? So the Gemara says, okay, let's just finish the Mishnah. Somebody is not a mumche in bechorim, and he anyway inspects a bechor. V'nishchat al piv, harei ze yikovel. So now you have to bury it. It's a knas. V'yishalmi beisei, and he has to pay for the damages that he caused the owner of the bechor. Right, that the owner of the bechor had to go and. Bury the bechor. Okay. Omar Rabbi Babachane bedoikin shebaayin kuliyam loy pligi deosim neishen mishtane. So there's different types of mumim. There's a mumim on the goof. Those mumim are very clear, and they don't change after misa. So those mumim really. If you inspect them lacha misa, you're getting a proper inspection. The only problem is you didn't do it the way the Chachamim said. Chachamim said it should be inspected first, and if it's taka a balmum, you could shecht it. And you reverse the order what the Chachamim said, you shechted it, and then you rest the shayla. Okay. So that's one type. Then there are mumim, which by definition, they change. Those mumim change. And which means that what you're looking at now, lachamis, is not necessarily the condition that was mechayim. So it seems quite obvious by those mumim, obviously a bedika doesn't help afterwards. Right? L'choritz, you don't even have to say it. It's boshet. You're not looking at the mum. So the Chazon Ish is on this very much in our sugya. And in other sugyas in Sanhedrin, because what does this mean? Meaning if it changes, there's nothing to talk about. You're not really showing it to the Chacham afterwards. It's a different condition. But the Gemara starts off like that. The Gemara says like this. B'daykin Shabayin Kulyamal Pligi De Osu. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees, we'll see, is also. Mimnei Shein Mishtani. Because that condition changes after death. Lo'inech Lukele B'mumin Shabaguf. Rameh says, I'm worried that if you're going to go and rely on sightings of the mum after death, you'll come to also rely on it for doikin shabayin. And doikin shabayin, the mishtane. Rameh says, I'm worried that if you're going to go and rely on for doikin shabayin. Umares mumoy. Rabbi Daimel, bedoiket shabayin also neishen mishtani. And b'shabaguf, muter b'mumim shabaguf doch muter. Because it's not mishtani, neishen mishtani. Rabbi Meir chatzechatzev also neishen mishtani. Says the Gemara, what do you mean neishen mishtani? It's halakha d'aitach. They don't change. They don't change. Says the Gemara, Elo mipnei hamishtanim. Because there are mumim that do change lachamisa, b'meila they make a gzera. Omar Nachman by Yitzchok Masnitan Hamideki, Diktoni, it says, Remei Reimer Hoyel v'nishchat shalei api mumche also. Because it was shalei api mumche. What does that mean? If you're going to tell me it's nishtane, if you're going to tell me it changes, so then that's not the reason why it's also. It's also because you don't know if it had a mum. He says, the reason why it's also is because it was nishchat shalei api mumche. That's not the reason why it's also. It's also because you don't know what you're looking at. So it must be the Mishnah's not talking about you don't know what you're looking at. If you don't know what you're looking at, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's also. Neshem mishtane. Right? That's the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Diktoni Yemei Oima, Ayuvu Nishra Shalei Api Mucha Asa, Shema Amino, Knosa Kokon Asa, Meir, Shema Amino. Okay. Says the Gemara, when we say that we're worried about the movement that change, which namely is the Doikim Shabayim, the Gemara says like this in Shaila, Iboy Elohu, Mimnei HaMishtanim, Fekulu Mishtani, right? And that's the case of when we say Hainu, that we say it's Mishtanim, Oidil Me'ika De Mishtani, Ve'ika De Lo Mishtani. Or perhaps, some change and some don't, meaning it's not that they always change, Doikim Shabayim. If you have two Edom that came, and they say actually that the moon that you find now in the Bokeh Shabayim is exactly the way it was Mechayim, they're liars. My Toshma, Dom Rabbi Babachan, Rabbi Yechon, and Tzachli, Rabbi Yishai, Dem Inusha, Bov Arich, Dekim Shabayim, Shem Mishtanin, Mitikoma, Bov Arich, let me show it to you, Mechlal, Dekim, Dem Mishtani, Vikid, Loi Mishtani. Okay. So the Gemara comes out, Lamaisa, it's not clear that they're Mishtana, or they're not Mishtana. That's the Gemara, Ziboy, Elohu. Now, Lechaira, it's Muchach from the Gemara, that for sure, usually, they do change. The Shaila of the Gemara is if they always change to a degree that even if two Edom came and said that it didn't change, that we'll believe the Edom. Right? The reading of the Gemara sounds like it usually changes for sure. The Shaila is if it always changes. Nafkamin is, would we be able to say that the Edom are possible? If the Edom come and testify that this moon that you're looking at today and the Ayin is exactly the way it was Mechayim, if these Edom are liars or not. Nafkamin, if you could be matarit now. Right? The two Edom come and say the Doikim Shabayim looks exactly the way it looked Mechayim. The Chacham says that right now it's a mum. Could you rely? That's the Gemara's need. If you look at the Chazon Ish, it's also meduyik like that in Rabbeinu Gersh. That really it's not that way. Most behemoths that did not have a mum Mechayim, in the Doikin Shabayim, it's not going to become a mum lachamis. If you look at the Chazon Ish, he has a tremendous arichus in Asuga, exactly what changes. With the black and the white, and it gets a little... Meaning, if there wasn't the proper mum mechayim, usually, you're not going to have a mum lachamis. The only question is, the mum changes. Meaning, it goes from looking like one kind of mum to looking like another kind of mum. We don't have a chashash that maybe this animal did not have a mum mechayim. Avada had a mum mechayim. We know that the mum usually changes. And in rare occasions, the change is significant. In other words, normally it doesn't matter because roiv mumim in the doikin shabayin are mumim. But we're worried that since the mum changed now, what you're looking at now is not exactly what it was Mechayim, right? Because it changes lachamisa. We're worried that perhaps the mum that was here Mechayim belonged to those mumim that were mumim over. And again, the Chazon Ish works exactly what that possibility would be. but it really is a rare possibility. The most likely scenario is that it was a mum mechayim and it's a mum lachamisa. Okay? Equally common is that the mum changed, but in a non-halachic way. In a non-halachic way. We're choishish that maybe the mum mechayim was not l'chore, that's the mashmoy of the Gemara. Maybe the mum mechayim was the type of a mum that we wouldn't be matter, and now it transferred into a mum that we would be matter, which by all accounts is not mistaver, but it's possible. And our Gemara is only debating if the two Edom come and tell us that it didn't change at all. That's highly unlikely. To tell us that the mum looks the same, mechayim and lachamisa, that's unlikely. And again, if you look at the Chazon Ish, he'll explain exactly scientifically what happens to the eye and why it probably looks different than it looked mechayim. So my kasha is very pashut. Who cares that it's mishtana? And maybe it was, but mistamed were all masking. Mistamed was a mum mechayim. Mistamed was a good mum mechayim. So why don't we just go bosser roof? The mumcha checks it now. He says there's a mum now. Deken Shabaya. It's true that it's probable, at the very least, that it didn't look like this mechayim. It probably looked, if you would have looked at the eye mechayim, it would look different. But a healthy eye would not look like a mum lachamisa. So in all likelihood, there was a mum mechayim and there's a mum lachamisa, and it looks a little different than it looked mechayim, than it now looks different. Okay. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? As long as we know that what we're looking at, let me ask you a different shayla. Let's say a mumcha looks at the mum now, and he has a shayla out of paskin. He doesn't know. And he's arrived that it's a mum. No problem. We don't find anywhere in Shas that a mumcha can't utilize the rules of roiv by Rias Nagoyim. There's no problem with that. So what's the problem over here? What's the problem? You're worried that the roiv is, right now we see a mum kavua on the eye. It's true that the mum now probably looks different than the look mechayim, because the color of the eye changes and this changes. Now we're being choshish for something else. Maybe the old mum wouldn't have been a mum kavua, would have been a mum oifer. Maybe. Right? Which is not mistavra, we're just being choshish, maybe. Why should that make it possible now? Now I see a mum, which definitely tells us that there was a mum mechayim. And in most cases, it will be a mum. We're just being choshish that since it changed, who knows? Maybe it went from being a non-mum to being a yes mum, or a mum oivr to mum kavur, which is not mistavra, scientifically speaking. It's possible. So all I'm asking is, why doesn't the roiv prevail? It seems in our Gemara that everybody agrees that if the mum was nishtana, it doesn't matter how unlikely it is that that shini would have made a difference. It doesn't make a difference. The mum was nishtana. In other words, mishtana is enough. So Rashi says, well, it could have been a mum oiver before. Who knows? I understand. But shouldn't there have to be at least? I mean, you have to realize, even if the animal had a cheskes tam, mechayim. The halacha is if you have a reyes elefanecha, you don't go basa cheskes tam. That's the whole sugya in ksubis. If you see a nega, you have a suffix if the seir lovan, the hair came first or came later. So there's a whole mavucha there. Why sveik oitome? Right? Machlekes tanoim. The guy has a cheskes ta'ara. So one of the svaras is, well, there's a nega here. It's a reyes. It's a reyes in the person. Tosfos and Ksubis crowd the holes. Not that way, because the old sin still the client says the word tome. You tore her, there's no real reyes. But that's a side issue by Nagoyim. But Be'etzim, we have the biggest reyes in the world here. We have a mum kavua here sitting in front of us. Right? And we know for sure that if the behemoth didn't have a mum mechayim, we wouldn't be looking at a mum today. It's just because the mum looks different. So possibly, it was a mum oiver before. Right? So Rashi Takasim, if you look at Rabbeinu Gershon, he doesn't even say we're worried that it was a Mumayva. I learned Rabbeinu Gershon that Rabbeinu Gershon doesn't even go there. Rabbeinu Gershon says, if you look at Rabbeinu Gershon's, Nunei Shei Mishtanin Lachamisa, Doikin Shabayin, the Koras Mumin Shabaguf, the Loi Mishtani, Otu Doikin Shabayin. He doesn't say a word that is Episa Chashash, that maybe it was a Mumoiv. Rashi seems to stick that in, and actually some take the gears out of Rashi, but that's what Rashi seems to learn over. Rabbeinu Gershon seems to say, period. It changes. Enochanami, it's unlikely that the change would have been a change that would halachically have changed it. He doesn't say that. Rashi sticks in that word. And Rashi says, and he says what? I forgot the hash to mixi kavua. It could be he had a chosle mechayim avi mischazi oiva. Maybe. So in other words, Rashi seems to be learning that even though it's a chash ba'alma, it's enough for us to say no good. Rabbeinu Gershon doesn't even go there. Rabbeinu Gershon just says, listen, the eye doesn't look the same lachamis. That's all. Now it's very mistavra that the reason is because why Rabbeinu Gershon is not saying that is because that's not a real chashash. Why in the world, if you have a mum kavua, you have a chazok and kol haterakula, you go by chazok adahashta. Right now there's a mum. Not only that, the mum that's here now, we know for sure was a mum mechayim. Now we have a suffix that maybe, since mumim of Dorka Shabayim changed, maybe it went from a non-mum kavua to a yes mum kavua, which by all accounts is a chashash rochik. Why should that be a problem? It's too bad.
Had you done the right thing, you could have eliminated any uncertainty.
Right.
So maybe
it could be. It could be you could say that this is a knas, and we're just explaining why the Chachamim canceled you. You're right, if we go to the Daraisa Dika Halacha, then these forests would make no sense. You found the mum on the behemoth, Mistama the mum was always here, it changed, it's not this, what's the difference? There's a Dovid is saying that maybe all the Gemara means is the Gemara is explaining why there's a knas. In other words, the Chachamim knased you. Even though by all accounts, Rav tells us it's a Balmum, Chachamim said too bad. Why did they make a knas? Because of that mit. And a Chanami. The Chacham, when he looks at the Mum today, he could look at you and say, this is a Bechor Balmum. Halachically. But the bottom line is, you acted out of order because the Chachamim said you should first be Boidek and then Shecht. For obvious reasons. You don't want to Shecht a B'chol Tam. You're not allowed to do that. So you stepped out of line. And because you stepped out of line, so we're knassing you. But we're only knassing you, really, because there's a slight possibility that this was really a B'chol Tam. It's possible. You could learn like that. Why don't I like to learn that way, David? Even though I would say it could work in the Lashon HaGemara. Because I'm trying to figure out, why would the Chachamim need that reason to... We have a simple reason to knas you. If we're looking for a reason to knas you, we have a simple reason to knas you. You shechted without a heter. It's an issa d'raisa. You did an issa d'raisa. Now, if that's not enough of a reason for us to knas you, what is this added miut non-halachic reason contribute? It's almost like we're throwing in Yehuda Void L'Kho. If we're learning it's a knas, and it's really a non-halachic knas, it's a non-halachic knas, so then, what's our problem? Let's just say, you know what, the Chachamim said you have to check it first. Not only the Chachamim, but the Raisi, you really have to check it first. Right? And you didn't do what the Torah said you should do. And therefore, we penalize you. Really, Mistama, it's also, it's about Mumu. Elamai. So that's the reason why I didn't want to learn this way. Elamai, we're a little bit stuck, because for some, we have a brisa, clearly, that says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, by Shar Mumim, it's kosher, And by Dekar Shabayin, it's not. So we're sort of pushed against the wall to say there's some kind of a specialty reason by Dekar Shabayin. We're stuck. That's the problem. That's the real problem. The real problem is that we're stuck. See, Reb Meir Taka learns the way I said. Reb Meir learns glatt. You went ahead, you shechted it, shaloi al pi chacham, we're knassing you. Nothing to do, we're not worried that it's not a balmum. We're not worried it's not a balmum. It is a balmum. The animal has a puncture through its body, going straight through its body. We have no chash. The animal's a balmum. But you didn't ask a chacham, we're penalizing you. That's Reb Meir. The problem is Reb Yehuda put us a little bit in the corner. Because Reb Yehuda said, you know, it depends. If it's taka and open shut mum in the body, then I don't knas. But if it's a doiken shabayin, then I say you can't use it. So now we're a little stuck. So we have to say this svara. The problem I have is that if Rabbi Yehuda is not maskim, that the fact that you went against the Torah and shechted it without a bedika is enough to knas you, because he doesn't hold of the knas. Obviously, he doesn't hold of the knas. So then why by Doik and Shabayin would he knas you? Because of this non-alachic, maybe it was a mumoiv, maybe it changed from mumoiv to it's a matnazach. By the way, the mashmois is that it's taka. Even over here, the mashmois is that it's all the rabbonim. It's a knas, because the whole idea that Rabbi Yehuda asas nation mishtanin, that's not the reason. The reason is because you never gave it to, you never showed it to a chacham. You follow? The whole gemara is mashmataka that it's not pshat that it's a real chash, but since there's this possibility, we're asering it. But again, to me, Reb Meir, I understand is simple. Reb Meir saying you stepped out of line, you did an isser, you shechted it without a chacham. You clearly did an isser api shulchan aruch. Also, Reb Yehuda's way we're having a hard time to understand. We're having a hard time to understand Reb Yehuda. So Rashi seems to be saying that there's a pesach shash. So Rashi seems to be putting it in a direction it's not a knas. You follow what I'm saying? It's not a knas. It's not a knas. Now again, it could be what's forcing Rashi to do that. Is the fact that Rashi, my kasha. Because if it's a knas, the knas should be there, whether it's a mum shabaguf or mum shabadeka shabai.
Why should there be a knas if there's no mum? You have a knas, there's no mum.
No mum, you don't have to come out the knas.
You should give a knas because you didn't have
it. No, David, non mum, you don't have to give a knas. It's also midaraisa. You shechted it pachutz. Non mum, you're doomed. We're only dealing with a mum. Okay, so let's continue. I'm just saying, it's very hard to wrap our head around this. The Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's a straight knas, it's not a lot of wonders here. But Rabbi Yehuda is very shver. Or Ben Gershon's not even putting in the Indian of Gzeira. Rabbi Yehuda is just saying, Rabbi Ben Gershon is just saying, B'nei Shemishtana. And Rashi seems to actually be saying that there's a chashash rochak here. And it sounds like it's not midin knas. Because again, if it's midin knas, then there should be a knas anyway. Yes, so you have all the time you want. Work on it. No. We'd be open to that. Says the Gemara. Let's just finish off the piece of Gemara, then we'll get back. Let's finish. Says the Gemara like this. Toshma. Okay, we did that. Tono. It says in the Mishnah, Yishalami Pesoi. You have to pay from your house. So this is the Dayan who did it. So the Gemara says, "Shumishalim, Tonak Shumishalim, Mishalim Revir Ladaka Umechza Lagasa." Okay, what's the Revir Ladaka Mechza Lagasa? My Taina says the Gemara. basically, it's like a suffix. In other words, we don't know if this would have ultimately, we don't know what would have been with this behemoth. We're now saying it goes in the garbage, right? You cover, right? Now, if this animal, in fact, didn't have a mum, you didn't lose anything. This chacham only messed it up for you if the animal had a mum. And he paskin instead of a mumcha, now he messed you up. Because if he would not have paskin, then you would have gotten a heter from a real mumcha. Then you would have been able to shecht it. But hayois that he paskin, so we don't know if he was mazik you or not. Because it could very well be that the animal, in fact, would not have gotten a mum. Says the Gemara, Mishalom revia ledako mechza legasa my time of papa ze hefsid merubo ze hefsid muid. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? What does that to make a difference? It's always a percentage of the value. Yochi lufum seidel l'shalom. Either way, you're paying half of what the hefsid. Om ravune bar monoyach b'shmei ravach barike mishum gzeras megadle behemedake nogubo. Behemedake is a big tircha to be megadle. And therefore, he would have had a tremendous tirch to bring this up. Mainly, the loss is less. Okay, he would have had a he would have been stuck with a daka to bring up, which is the Rishonim explained is a tremendous tipul. So the Chachamim adjusted it.
Why do we listen to the
non-logical
at all?
We don't.
No. The Gemara is dealing with what kind of value. We don't.
He shechted it already. He did it already. It's done. It's not a question we listen. He listened. He went to an Einim Mumcha mistakenly. The Einim Mumcha acted like a Mumcha. The Einim Mumcha paskined. He listened to the Einim Mumcha. He shechted it. The halacha is it has to be disposed of. And now the Einim Mumcha has to pay.
How much?
That's the question here. I don't know, Zev, I would go the other way. If I were you, there's several questions to be asked here, but as far as your question is concerned, I would say, listen, every animal has a cheskes tam. I would go the other way, Zev. I would say, every animal has a cheskes tam. Mistama, the animal, was not a balmum. Mistama, he didn't cause you any loss. Because if the animal's not a balmum, he caused you zero loss. So, if we're really going to want to say what the chazaka should be, I'd say the chazaka should be, you know what? Why should you pay anything? You shouldn't pay anything, really. I'll peep of a comment. Forgetting we'll get to the Rit al-Ghazi's question. Chori shouldn't pay anything. Shouldn't pay anything. Because you right now you have a behemah that was established to have a mum by a non-mumchu, like Zev said, we don't listen to. So we're left without his verdict. Without his verdict, what is it? A non-balmum. And if somebody made you bury a non-balmum shaloi b'zman abayis, what hezek did he do for you? Zero. You should pay zero. Now you should pay more, 100%. The more zev we disqualify what the mumcha did, the ain't a mumcha did, the less he should be paying. The more we qualify him, the more of a tzad he has to pay. Because the more we say, you know what? Maybe it did have a mum. Oh, if it had a mum, then he was mazik you by saying it had a mum. If it didn't have a mum, then he wasn't mazik you by saying that it had a mum. Because either way, he couldn't have used it. The hezek that the eini mumcha did for you is only one hezek. On the tzad that it was a bal mum, and you would have had a heter shchita, he took that away from you. That's the only hezek. He bechlal didn't do a hezek by possibly saying the animal was a balmum if it wasn't. That wouldn't have been a hezek. The only hezek that he caused you was by saying that it is a balmum and it was a balmum. That's the only hezek. So now, if we ignore him, he's a ainim mumcha, we don't listen to what he says, then the assumption should be it's not a balmum.
No, there's still a mum here. There's still a mum.
We don't know that there's a mum. That's the whole point of the Gemara.
We don't know that it's not that we don't know that there's a mum here. There is a mum here, we just haven't paskined that
Until now, the behemah had a cheskas kodshim. Till now, the behemah had a din that it was a cheskas kodshim. Right? Till now, it was a cheskas kodshim. We're not talking about that. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ikalameima de lav mi di afsede the dil maloi havi muma umumcha gom maloi havi shorile." So we're talking about a case. If we have a case where there's no shaila, there's nothing to talk about. We're talking about a case where we can't establish now. That's what Rashi says. We can't establish now that it had a mum. So we don't know if it has a mum. The only one who says it had a mum is the ene mumcha. Okay, now if you look in the Rav Yashiv that we put into the Maram HaKoymus, he brings down a Rit al Gazi. The Rit al Gazi is bothered. Bechlau, why are you paying Bava Kama payments here at all? Bechlau, there should be no Bava Kama payments. Isab Bava Kama, the Shor Psulei Amukdoshin Shenogach, Potter Milashalim. You're Potter from paying. Why? Umuki lo abu the goyin that kavana shor psulei amukdashim means a shor b'char. The loy parakley, you didn't redeem it. Ulefi shein loy pidyon loy nafik mikdushos kamais. It stays in its original kedushin. That means a b'char balmum stays in its kedushin. It's psulei amukdashim. In fact, that was the whole last sugi we had, that you have to eat it to techshnosa even a balmum. It's still somewhat of a bechor, even after it gets a mum. Hilkach, shor hektish karina bay. It's a shor hektish. Va'afal pisha koyin oichloi. Even though the koyin eats this bechor that has a mum, it's still not called chulin. It's called hektish. Karina bay shori ayu d'mishulchan gavoya kazachu. So therefore, if this bechor bal mum, I'm talking about a real Bechor Baal Mum, not this one, that the Einim Mumcha paskind. Moshe Rabbeinu paskind that this is a Bechor Baal Mum. And now this Bechor that's walking around with a Hechsher Baal Mum from Moshe Rabbeinu is Mazik somebody, you potter. You the Koyin are potter, because it's not Shoreyeu. Shor Hekdesh Shehizik is potter. Potter. Now it's a two-way street. Shor Hekdesh is potter. If you're mazik shor hektish, you're also potter. It's frekta with al-gazi. So why does the eni mumchi have to pay anything? What's he paying you for? He's paying you, as we explained, only because maybe it's a balmum. And he was mafsid you from being able to capitalize on the fact that it's a balmum, right? So let's say the balmum is worth $250, right? Versus, let's say, a regular behem is worth $500. A b'chor b'al mum, let's say, is worth $250. He was mafsid you to $250. Asked him at al-Ghazi, but it's not a shoreyeu. Potter. Potter from Tashlumin. So why is this guy chayiv anything? Why is the chacham chayiv anything? Forgetting our Gemara's cheshbon, that could be it wasn't a mum, it was a mum. Forget that. Let's say for sure it was a b'al mum. Like Zev said, missing a leg. For sure, Balmum. And for sure, by him paskening that it's a mum, he was mafsid you. Okay? So everything is for sure. Okay? And now, so what? It's a shor hekdesh. And that's the whole Gemara Bava Kama, that according to Yehuda Goyen, that a shor b'chor Balmum always keeps the status of Psulei HaMukdashim. That's what it is. It remains Psulei HaMukdashim. It's never called a Shoreyeu. It's a bomb kasha.
But we still come back to where we were in the beginning, that there's always a certain bailus that you have.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, whatever that bailus is, the Gemara, but whatever the bailus is, the Gemara Bava Kama says clearly that bailus does not change the Shor from being a shor hektish and not shoreyeu. So we have a black and white Gemara Bava Kama that tells us that this shor is immune from Bava Kama. It has a Bava Kama immunity. So what's going on? It's a bomb. Our Gemara is treating the Bechor Balmum like a bechor above a like a shor above a comma. And the Gemara above a comma says that a bechor above a mum is immune from above a comma. And has to be immune from above a comma because it's not shoriye, it's a shor hekdesh. It's a bomb kasha. Anyway, so, and he goes on to make the kasha. Rav Eliashiv makes the kasha more shver before he answers it. He says that we know in Bava Kama, some want to say Asugi is going like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds Kachim Kalam, Mom and Bailam. So maybe Asugi is going like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Gemara Bava Kama is going like the Rabbanan. According to them, Kachim Kalam is not Mom and Bailam. And Rabbi Yosi Aglili is going, and Asugi is going like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He holds Kachim Kalam is Mom and Bailam. So it comes out according to the way, if you want to learn like that, our sugi is taka machloikis, tanoim. The chachamim would taka say you're potter from pain. Because shoriye v'loi sho hektish. But Eliashiv himself says that really doesn't work because b'koyin is never called mom and ba. Because the koyin is mishulchan gavoya kazach. The koyin is really getting the b'chor from the mizbech. Because b'chor is a carbon. Right? It's not like the Bailim. The Bailim, they own the behemoth from the beginning, so according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, they have a din of Kachim Kalam and Bailim. They're not Zeicher from the Mizbeach, the Bailim. They're Zeicher because they're Bailim. But the Kohen only gets the Bechor because it's a carbon. So the Kohen is never really called a Baal on the Bechor. So as Rav Eliashiv is saying, so his answer wouldn't even work. To say our Gemara is going like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that would work for a Shlomim, for the Yisrael. But a Bechor for the Kohen. So then he says, well, it could be there's a difference between Bizman HaBayis and Bizman HaZeh. And maybe Taka Bizman HaBayis, it's called that they get it from the Mizbeach. And Bizman HaZeh, it's not called they get it from the Mizbeach. And therefore, Kundra Beis Yaglili, it's Mom and Bailam, and that could be the Pshat. It's a very big doichik. It's a very big doichik to say Asug is only going like a Beis Yaglili. Taka Kohen to the Chachamim not. It's a big doichik to be Mechal between the Shulchan Gavoya Kazochu. The whole thing is quite schwer, but that's what he wants to say over here to be miyashimit. Mishnosenu ke abyesi aglili ubizman hazeh b'chol hakoyin umam b'aylam b'lo yaminim yishuchon gavoy kazoch. Ulohach inicha to oisei mumcha shenishchat alpiv havi mazik momen hedit u'mishalami b'esei. That's what he says. Anyway. So I'll tell you a mahalach that I think perhaps we could say here to be miyashiv a little bit the sugya and the difference between the sugya in Bava Kama and the sugya over here, and it's also miyashiv us the whole Rabbi Huda that we're having challenging time understanding Rabbi Huda, the difference between Doik and Shabayin and Shar Mumim, just to give you a little bit of a vart, a little mahalach. If you look at the last sugya, it was mainly drushas, that's why I skipped over it. I mean, it's, the Dalim should obviously look through it on Omer Aleph, before the Mishnah, the Gemara makes a comment, the Gemara makes a statement that if you look at the top Toisvus, Loi Motzinu Loi B'Kol HaTorah Kula, Chav Ches Omer Aleph, the top Toisvus. The Gemara basically is saying that there's a din that you give a Bechor Tam to the Kohen, and there's a din that you give a Bechor Balmum to the Kohen. And the Gemara says, Loi motzinu b'kol ha'torah kula, that you give a baal mum to the kohen. So Tosfos says, pirish b'kontras, sheyitnenu l'kohen. U'mefarash reed, ha'ochi k'oma, shalom motzinu b'kol ha'torah kula, sheyitnenu kula k'yetze b'zeh, sheyim l'kohen, im humamu, mizbeach mafzid chel k'gam l'kohen. Tosfos says a very interesting thing. Tosfos says, we have a separate pasuk in the Torah, that a Bechor Baal Mum goes to the Kohen. And that's an unbelievable Chiddush. Because in the entire Torah, we don't find that. Meaning, if you have a Chatas Baal Mum, the Kohen doesn't get anything from it. It's finished. If you have another carbon that's a Baal Mum, the Kohen doesn't get his piece. It's finished. It's gone. Bechor, the Kohen, a Baal Mum, the Kohen still gets it. And we need a separate pasuk. It says two psukim. One is a Bechor Tam, one is a Bechor Baal Mum. That even a Bechor Baal Mum, the Kohen has. And the Gemara here says, Loi Matsinu Bechor Terakul is such a thing that you should get Baal Mum. Now, there's a Tosfos in Zvachim. He says the same thing with Gabi this Shaila. Tosfos says, Shaloi Matsinu, the same Amish, the same Tosfos here. Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. The Shah Psulei Mugdashim, Eni Matana L'Kayin. Let's say you have another carbon. Get some mum. You don't give it to the Kayin. You redeem it. You redeem the animal. The animal becomes Chulin. The other, the monies, you give to the, you buy another carbon with, right? And that carbon goes to the Kohen. We never find that a Kohen gets a carbon Baal Mum. And that's what Tosfos says. Elo pidei umakrav achatachtov. V'zeh matana l'Kohen. Over here by Bechor, we give it to him v'oichal b'mumay. You eat it in the mum. So really the whole thing is a little baffling what's going on here. Because every Bechor, L'Chaira, has two things. It's a carbon, and it's a matnas kahuna. That's what every Bechor is. Right? So the whole Gemara's struggle is very strange. It's very sensible. If the Bechor becomes a Baal Mum, you give it to the Kohen. What's the problem? The Gemara says we need a separate pasuk. Loi motzinu b'kala terakula. That a Baal Mum goes to the Kohen. Like a Chatas. What is a Chatas Baal Mum? You don't give it to the Kohen. You redeem it. You get another carbon. The carbon goes to the Mizbeach. And the Kohen takes his piece. That's what Tosfos is saying. That over here, we need a Pasuk to tell us this Chiddush. That the Kohen gets the Bechor, even though it's a Baal Mum. By other Korbanos, we don't do that. What do you mean? What's the comparison? Chatas is not a Matnas Kohuna. Chatas is a korban. It's a Yisrael's korban. There's a din. It's not even from the Yisrael. Let's get something straight here. The Yisrael does not give the Kohen anything from the Chatas. The Yisrael brings the korban Chatas to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Kohen, Mishulchan Gavoya, he gets from the Mizbeach, he gets his piece. Right? There's no Matana from the Yisrael to the Kohen by a Chatas. So there, of course, it's Pashat, that if the Chatas becomes a Baal Mum, and you don't bring it as a Mizbeach, you're not giving the Kohen, why in the world would you give the Kohen anything? You never give the Kohen anything. If the Chatas was a Tam, you don't give the Kohen the Tam. Why would you give it when it comes a Baal Mum? The Kohen gets from the Mizbeach. If the animal gets a Mum, it doesn't go to the Mizbeach, you don't collect $200. You gotta go to the Mizbeach to collect the money. It's Pashat. But the Gemara is saying, no, what's going on? Loi Matsinu B'Kala Terakula. What's the connection? So, I mean, the Brisker Rav actually explains that this is the reason why the Kohen gets it, because it's Matnas Kula. I understand. What do we need, a Pasuk? And what's the Loi Matsinu B'Kala Terakula? What do you do with a Bechor Tam? You give it to the Kohen. You always give it to the Kohen. It's the Kohen's. The Chatas is not the Kohen's, it's yours. So of course, it gets a Mum. You resolve your Chatas issue. It's your Chatas. You resolve your Chatas issue, and you bring another Chatas. It's simple. The Bechor is not your Bechor, it's his. It's his. So why in the world, what's the Gemara saying? Loi Matsinu Bechor Terakula. Yeah, you're right. Loi Matsinu Bechor Terakula, that you have a carbon that belongs to the Kohen. That your carbon belongs to the Kohen. Here it does. So the Mikdash David has this kasha by us. In Zvachim, Lamed Zayin. The Mikdash David gives the following teretz. It's right here, Simin Yudalet. The beginning of Simin Yudalet, Mikdash David. He says like this. He says, Chazinon, this chiyah bebchor, Havi schiye bekodshim. It's not that the matnas kahuna, like a present that you give the kohen, like reishis hagez, you give the kohen, zroya l'chayayim v'keva, you give the kohen, it's chulin. He says the kohen is only zoyche in the bechor al korban. It's not that he has a monetary right here. It happens to be that the other korbanos, he gets it via the mizbeach, goes to the mizbeach and he gets his piece. And the Bechor goes straight to him. But it's also Bechor is wearing the carbon hat. The coin is not getting it as mom and coin in isolation of it being kachim. The Bechor comes with its crown. I'm a carbon Bechor. The coin says, come here. And the way the Mikdash David is learning, and I think it's muchach like him. It's a big chiddush, but it's muchach like him. Is that the only difference between Bechor and Achatas is that the Bechor has to walk to the Mizbeach to go to the Kohen, and the Bechor takes a straight walk to the Kohen. But it's also coming out as Korban Bechor. And that's why the Torah had to be Mechadash here that a Bechor Balmum maintains the status of a Bechor. And that's the Pasuk. The Pasuk's being Mechadash that the Kedushas Bechor, which is Mezaket to the Kohen, maintains itself even by a Bechor Balmum. The Eibishter was Mekadosh a Petah Rechem, and that Kedusha, to some degree, stays even after it's a Balmum. And through that, the Kohen gets it. And that's what the Gemara says. Loi Matzina B'kol HaTorah Kula, that you should have Kachim, that the Kohen is only getting because of the status of Kachim. And it gets a Mum, and he gets it anyway. That we didn't find in Kol HaTorah Kula. Such a thing we haven't found in Kol. That's what the Gemara means. He says, "V'zeh chiddush bebchor mishal kodshim. Shabchor nitn lekoyin. V'zoicha bo hakoyin bebchor kmo mishal kodshim." So now I think everything is clear. Why is everything clear? Once we already accept that a bechor balmum is still a bechor. Right? Still a Bechor. There's a din that the Chochom is Matir, the Bechor. And that's the whole Sugya in Sanhedrin. That the Chochom actually creates the Heter by saying, you can eat, you, the, not the, the Mumcha, by saying, by being Matir, he's Matir the Behemoth. That's why he's all on Yom Tov, he's not allowed to do it, because it's not just a Psak Halacha. It's a Matir. The Chochom, seeing the Mum, and being Materit, paskening that you can eat it, that's a Heter Chochom. Because the status of the Bechor is not automatically off by becoming a Balmum. It's still a Bechor. It's a Bechor with new halachas. And in these new halachas that this Bechor got, was that a Chochom, upon sighting of the Mum, could be Mater of the Behem. Could be Mater of the Behem. This also answers many sugis in Sanhedrin. Talk about, you know, paskening on mumim is different than paskening on other things. Now it's very geschmack. First, the first part of the sugya. Because the doiken sheba'ayin changes. So now when the kohen looks at it, he's not looking at the mum that was here at the beginning. So there's no mumcha. The heter of the bechor requires a rias mumcha. Otherwise, it remains a Bechor Balmum that has Kedusha without a Heter Mumcha. We know that it probably had a Mum from before, and there's even a Roiv. Yes, but the Chochom is not looking at it. The Chochom is not looking at the Mum. There's no Mum. That's why Rabbeinu Gershon ends Mimnei Shemishtanim. It looks different than it was. Now, if he looked at a Mum, that Roiv Deis hold is a Mum, no problem. Because he's looking at a Mum. He's looking at something which is a halachic mum right now. But if he's looking at something that's not what you shechted it on, even though it may signify that probably it had a mum, it's not enough. Because there's no rias chacham on the mum that you shechted it on. Now, even though a good behemoth would most likely not have this kind of mum either now, it's true, but what he's looking at now is different than the mum that it had before. And that's almost always the case, to the point that the Gemara even says that if Edom would tell us that didn't happen, they may be Edom Mukashim, because the Mum always changes. So now there's no Rias Chacham. There could be a Dias Chacham, but there's no Rias Chacham. And since, as we explained, the status of the Bechor remains, and the Heter of the Bechor is only through a Rias Mumcha, that you're stuck. And that's again why Rabbeinu Gershon didn't even go there. Now Rashi, this is where David, where your pshat can come in handy with Rashi too. Rashi could be agrees with all of this, like Rabbeinu Gershon. He just has one kvetch. If the change that happened to the Mum could not have been halachic, then it's almost like it didn't change. But once it could have changed, now it's ready, he's looking at something different. He's clearly looking at something that looks different. Now, what does look different mean? Halachically. So there has to be a halachic option for us to say it's a new thing. Once it's a new thing, he's not looking at the Mum. But the main nekuda is Mnesha Mishtana. Now, let's go back to Bava Kama. Just to answer this kasha. In Bava Kama, we have halacha that if an animal, according to Rav Yehuda Gaon, that's the way we learned the Gemara, if an animal goes and gores a b'chol bal mum, you're potter from pain. That's the halacha. Potter from pain. Now, the animal gores a b'chol bal mum, why are you potter from pain? Shoreyev lo shohekdesh. Now, we had, in Bava Kama, we had a halacha that we discussed several times in the shiurim here in Kachim. What's the halacha if somebody stole chometz, the oval of HaPesach, and somebody went now and burnt that chometz? Okay, so Reuven went, he stole chometz from Shimon, and Levi comes and Levi burns the chometz that Reuven stole. So the Gemara brings down that if you hold Gerim Lamom and Kamom and Dami, so Levi has to pay the Ganev the full value of the chometz. Why? Because Gerim Lamom and Kamom and Dami. So Reuven himself had financial interest in this chometz, because he could have given it back to Shimon. Because the halacha is that if I steal chometz and Pesach, the oval of our Pesach, I can give you back the chometz. Even though you can't use it, it's too bad. Since nothing changed to the essence of the chometz, I can give it back to you. So now when Levi went and Levi burnt the chometz, it's as though he burnt Reuven's chometz, because Reuven, the thief, has financial interest in that chometz. That's the sugya of Gerim Lamom and Kamom. So when we learned the sugya, I asked the kasha. I don't understand. Clearly, Gerim Lamom and Kol HaTerekula, even the opinion of all Gerim Lamom and Kamom, he's not a battle boss. If the Ganav goes and is Mekadesh an issue with this, it's Eini Mekadesh. If a Ganav steals something, he's Mekadesh a woman with it. It's Eini Mekadesh, right? We don't say, well, what's a Shail of Yush and Shini Rishus? But I'm talking about without that. We don't say, well, it's Gerim Lamom and Fim, because if something happens to it, he'd have to replace it. No, it's not yours. You're a Ganav. Why all of a sudden by Chometz on Pesach do we say Gerim Lamom and makes it yours? So I gave what I think is a simple teretz. Every object, right, has to be viewed by the essence of its value. We don't look at an object and say, well, this is, it's yours because you could use it to pay for something. It belongs to Dr. Resnick. I, right now, it's in your issues. And you're a shomer. And if something happens to this object, you're going to have to pay for it. So it is Gerim Lamom for you. But if you would give it to a woman, she wouldn't be Mekudeshes, even though you have a financial interest. Why? Because it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to him. With bearing in mind your financial interest, that doesn't make you Balabas, he's the Balabas. But if I would find you an object that has lost its financial interest to the owner, and the only one that has financial interest is the Ganav or the Shomer, then he becomes the Balaam. Because that's the only financial interest that this object represents. Chomet she'ovel v'pesach. For the owner, what's it worth? Zero. For the Ganav, what's it worth? 100%. That's why he becomes the Balaam. It's not that Goyim Lamomim makes you the Balaam. It's that when the only thing that exists is Goyim Lamomim. So that's the ownership. The only ownership that this object could actually have is that. Now I'll tell you like this. When a Chacham goes, and he's causing you a hezek. Now again, next week we're going to go into Groma Belineda. Because in the next again, we'll talk about why this isn't the type of Groma type of hezek. Which we'll have to talk about. Garmi, and we'll have to, that's the whole next sugya. Because it's very interesting sugyas now. The next couple sugyas are about if a Chacham gives a psak, how much he's chayiv. So again, when the Chacham paskins on a mum, right, he's paskining strictly on the halacha, on the heter of the Baal Mum to this coin. Whatever value that represents. That's like a Goyim Lamomim, right? That's what he's being mazik. He's actually not being mazik the Guf HaShoal. He's being mazik the heter shchita that I have. That's not hektish. When another ox comes and runs and gives this ox a punch and is attacking the mass of the animal, the mass of the animal is hektish. Right? When I come to a dayan and I ask him, paskin ashail about this mum, he's not attacking the gufa behemah. He's only being mazik, the shavius that's reflected in the hetel shchita. That's not hektish. That's the yeyu. Now, why do you have to pay for that? Why isn't that a grum? That we'll talk about still. That they get to many shilas. But that's what you're paying for. And that's why you're not, that also answers Ev's kasher. That's why you're not paying for the mass of the behemoth. You're paying for what that heter shchit is worth. And that heter shchit is worth either a mechza or a shlish. Whatever that heter shchit is worth, I'm not paying for the mass of the animal. If I'd be paying for the mass of the animal, they'd be the shogayeyu v'lo shogakdish. I'm not paying for that. I'm paying for the heter shchita that was taken away from me. You were mazik me in the heter shchita. What is that worth? That heter shchita was mine. You were mazik that heter shchita. Okay.
Flying out. That's a good part of
the now you could leave in the middle of the sugyas. Because now it's continuing Roman, next week too.
Roman Domino.
What? Yeah. When are you leaving today? Okay, at least it's cold. This morning, yeah. Take away a little bit of... Take David, just take a little guilt away from you. Okay, so I can bench the seat, Ivan, please. Touch base. Not just with Shilas. Listen, Shilas, the cash is bleeding into the...
Here's an example.